Yeah, so back, keeping the ball on the ground. How we doing, lads? All right?
You're brilliant starting that, ain't you?
Yes.
That's the hardest part of the show, no, mate. Sorry for fucking...
Mate, you look tremendous.
Unbelievable.
Get the boots up on the table.
Snow boots. Unbelievable, mate, innit? Oh, have you seen my jacket and all,
Si? Some smell off a movie.
Look, Andy.
Oh, the shark.
Look, Jaws, ready to bite.
I'm ready to cut. Today?
Simon, I'm ready to come back and go for people. Aye. So, nobody's safe. I keep going back to it. When I first came on this show, I took out everybody that was in my sight. I backed half reading positivity. A lot of good stuff. Now I'm ready to come back and bite and attack anybody that's in my sight. And that's starting with the three panellists of the day.
Oh! Kev, aren't you too inspiration for your performance, man of the match performance last week?
Oh, no, I've got a few problems. I was waiting on a bit of backlash for the Hibs stuff, but Porteous just did.
Do you think Hibs fans agreed then with what you were saying?
Ach, he just went and did what I talked about. He went and made an absolute arse of himself and chasing it against Rangers, so it was all good.
Andy, you weren't here last week. There's rumours that...
Oh, here we go.
The Jet held you hostage, is that too?
Yes,
I heard that.
But he wasn't letting him out until Jilly put a picture up with the Jet on Insta and tagged him in. He was trying to get his Instagram followers up.
Suppose
he's
been wearing stuff.
Is he on Insta?
He's on Insta.
Actually,
Kev's got
he's an influencer now.
No way.
The Jet's an influencer.
Kev's apartment like that.
Is it TikTok he's on as well, Kev?
I think so. Him, he does a couple of TikToks, him and Billy, and then I appear for a camera roll every now and then.
A legend, the Jet, man.
How's the Gary lockdown? Struggling?
Mate, shite.
Oh, look at
that. That's shite, isn't it? That's pure shite. Mate. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm just choked for a drink. I'm choking to go out on a Sunday with my pals and just see people that I've not seen for. Mate, I've not seen some of my mates for like 6 months.
Where would you go Sunday at Loudon?
Nah, mate. The Loudon's it's not busy enough. Probably just stay local, aye. Mm. Stay local. Can come if you want.
It's horrendous, mate, innit?
Should we go when the league's done?
What do you think would happen to him when the league's done?
We'll go to Paisley Road West, me and you.
Right, okay.
Deal.
100%, I said I'm ready to attack anybody. Andy, can I just say, I want to ask you, just a good time to pick it up. See this season, playing, you're obviously playing. What's it like?
Shank question, mate.
It's all right, mate.
Is it?
But just missing the fans. But I've meant to ask you something, I know.
Is this about being a good player as a kid?
I'm watching like Mrs. watching the daft shows about like Real Housewives and I see people get everything and I just think like how did you deal with it so young?
Sorry, please.
But come on, attack.
I'm ready to go. Can I just say, mate, right? I played reserve football, right? Andy, sorry, Kev, Andy, your football is better, right?
13.
Aye, 13, you're right. And youth football, right? And I would. Youth football actually feels more pressure than what's going on now in first team football because you had parents at the side. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There's nobody there. Reserve football, there's nobody there. So would you sort of compare it to a reserve level at the moment?
do you not think it should count?
And I would put it up there with the best.
So would you say they've won the reserve league? Yeah.
The reserve league, I would probably say. See, as I say, because you football, Simon, is obviously you've got the pelts here. Many occasions, me running down the wing, there was Maz wanting to pump me, Si. Simon, that was during the game.
Did you
game.
Mag go his games, Ken? Did you mag go his games?
Nothing short of that. No, so that was it. Imagine as a young boy, 14, 15, I think
you've heard
that. Fucking big spot.
I was 14, 15.
Really poor.
Did you not hear this on the Koopman show? When he was at Motherwell, the groundsman used to work on the pitch then. His face.
He did it. Pitch fault in the face.
That's what I'm saying, all right. I remember the confidence that's me drained again.
Well, he's painted white lines on the is that the side of the pitch?
Side of the pitch. Do you know why, mate? I've got a fucking big spot in my chin here.
Mate, see, but I still think you've started well, mate.
Started
just
really well.
Just keep it
I'll keep it.
Kev, what about you? Homeschooling, still pissed off at me?
It's too hard, Si. I'm there for maybe 2 hours in a week. It's too hard.
Nah.
Fuck, I don't know how parents are doing it. My wife's a teacher. And a very good one at that, and she struggles with it. Kids just don't want to listen to the parents teaching. But hopefully we'll get out of this misery soon if everybody just keeps following the rules. But homeschooling's hard. It just causes a lot of nonsense in the house, to be honest. A 15-year-old, Dane Hires, a 10-year-old in primary 5, a 6-year-old in primary 2, and then Tom just potting about with nursery things. And then obviously the wife's got to look after me, which is our biggest challenge.
How's George and Susan managing me? Are you getting stuff sent out?
Oh, the homework stuff. Tough mate with they two, honestly. The noises.
Are they home teaching you? Homeschooling you?
The noises coming for the room. I don't know what I say.
Any mayor on the gaff?
I don't think this gaff exists, by the way.
No, it does.
What number are you on the list now?
You showed me a picture, didn't you?
30th, right? No word of a lie, mate. This is news. Funny, actually. I don't know why I'm laughing. The guy phoned all day. He's like, listen, you're 30th in the list now. We can put you down like, to number one, two, get it right away. But you'll need to go up, pay about 10G now. You know what I mean?
A month? Up to 10G a month?
Aye, so I said, no problem, si. Do you know what I mean? I'll pay you.
How much have you dropped this week, geez?
Like a few, Simon, you know what I mean? I'm a gambler, heavy gambler.
Talk about Jesus, you've got about six jobs. That's how lockdown's all right for you.
Are you fucking
you're
flying?
You're keeping busy.
No daft, is he?
By the way, who's been better, him or Diageo?
Oh, I think he's
Diageo. It's a tight race, isn't it? It's a tight race. Okay.
Well, I wonder where the wee boy went for Diageo, remember?
The guy came on.
The wee boy. He done the cooking, he came up, remember?
Oh, so you did Simon Rimmer?
Crack me, boy.
Right, making lockdown worse for you, Slaney, is your beloved Celtic. 10 rows away, the tattoo on the arsehole need to go. But then you kinda, you think it can't get any worse than that on Saturday.
But I actually think 10 row is nearby.
All right, he's still.
No. 10 row consecutive seasons, aye. 10 row with fans is nearby. It's 2 points. We don't become a professional football player to play in front of empty stadiums. That's the big gap. So I believe that 10 row is still on. So next season, When I return and make my appearance for the third season in a row, Simon, I will still be flying the 10 a row flag very highly. But certainly, every one of the players should be embarrassed with herself. The manager should be embarrassed with himself. It's.
Well, why do you think Celtic are getting right? Celtic are. I said, man, they're more organised than Celtic, hungrier than Celtic. Fitter than me and Celtic, and better on the ball than Celtic. How can that be, Kevin?
I don't know, Si. I just think that I feel, I think we said last week, I feel that Celtic's accepted defeat. So I don't feel that they've got to get, I don't think they're going out there to perform in any way. Any smidgen of hope they had evaporated weeks and weeks ago, but the performance of Simon are just, it's as if like, I don't know, what about the goals? The goals are shocking. I would describe those goals as, like, if you're sitting there and, fair enough, the second goal, the winner, was a good bit of football, but should never got to that point.
The first goal, sorry.
Good movement and passing, but it should never have got to that point because it should have been stopped before that. I just think that these teams, like, if I were any team going to Parkhead or playing Celtic as my next game, I'm thinking we could win this. Jim Goodwin said in his post-match interview that he felt that we could go there and get something, and he did. And they won the game probably. I know Lenny says they had a lot of the ball second half, but
Celtic
in most games this season had had lots of the ball. It's what they do with the ball, Si. They don't do anything with the ball. They go from there to there to there to there to there to there. But then when they try to slip that one too, you can see some of them hoping it happens and some, or it might happen, and it's just the wind has been knocked right out of the sail of the team, and I just think that they're just wanting the season to end.
Talking about the wind, it's going to start farting.
I know. I just think that the sooner Rangers actually get it wrapped up in terms of officially, I think that the better the Celtic can actually move on from it. Because I think, like, I'm reading all these things about feeling sorry for this guy, feeling sorry for the guy. Bullshit. 9 years on, that team was more than capable, and they showed it against Rangers, the last Old Firm game, that they were the better side in that game. So they are more than capable. They've just not done it consistent enough, and that's ultimately, consistency has been the key, and that's why Rangers are top of the league in 23, whatever it is, points clear, because they deserve to be there because they're consistent. Celtic just haven't. And Lenny obviously said about players have let him down. Yeah, they've let him down, but maybe he's let himself down as well sometimes. I think team choice. Selection. Why play Shane Duffy?
I thought Welsh was their best defender when he came.
I know, but why even put him into the equation? Because he's not been bought in, so you don't need to justify the signing fee. He's been brought in as a loan. Just say to him, look, Shane, thanks very much. It ain't happened. Away you go back down the road. I did it myself many years ago, went to Rochdale. played two games, was all right. Next two games was fucking shit. Went, chapped the manager's door and said, look, Stevie Parton, I'm having a fucking shocker. I'm, can I go back up to Sunderland, get my head down, work hard and forget about this? He went, son, you go, because this will be the difference in how your career goes. And it was a realisation of playing for Rochdale that I thought, fucking hell, I need to go back up there and work really hard. And that's what I did. I went back to basics, worked hard, and I got a career out of it. Just send the guy back. He's making a fucking arse of it.
Can they just send him back though? Because I was thinking, see that he's playing every week now. See the end of his loan, if he didn't match a certain amount of games, would Celtic have to pay more money? Because why is he all of a sudden just playing every week now? Because in November, or December, I can't remember what it was, he wasn't playing.
Lennon, see, I could play early, played their best spell.
And Lennon didn't fancy him at all. So how now when they're playing worse to the field that they're going to bring him in? I don't know about loan moves and all that, but I'm sure, I don't know, noise are just coming out of me now, but I'm really trying to fucking say it. See, we loan moves, right? I'm sure that...
No, I know what you mean. So there's a certain percentage, if they don't play, the percentage is higher.
It goes high.
But see another thing as well, talk about that, is like, I are Celtic's best defender, and he's playing right wing back. But see, mate, you're coming off of games, and what's the first thing you do after a game? You check the results, didn't you? And I've looked at a Celtic squad, and I don't know why I'm shocked, because you shouldn't be. Like, how many games that they've won?
It's a million better team
24
as well.
Or something. Yeah. So you shouldn't be shocked, but I generally couldn't believe the result. And then you go home and you watch all the games, you watch the highlights, and it was the manner, wasn't it?
But see, even Ayer is the best defender. Have you seen the second goal? Tell me he kind of sprint out and stop across.
Yeah. Well, what's that? Simon, it's not even
sprint. Sprint.
It's not even stopping the cross. St Mirren's taking a throw in down the line. The boy's got his back to goal. Surely when that throw-in goes and the boy gets his feet...
But see, your team's organised, Kev.
Aye.
And they'll tell you playing midfield, there's always somebody on a striker's toes at throw-ins.
I know, standing one in front, one behind. Whereas that boy, I know Ayer's tried to take a swing at it to clear it, and he's maybe got lucky and he's laid it back. But surely they should be closing down a lot quicker. No, for him to allow you to play that, it wasn't really a diagonal. A ball in behind. And then from there, what Shane Duffy's doing, for me, like, surely as a defender...
You open your body up so you can see the man.
You've
in
got
the ball,
to, aye, you've got to be expecting the worst case scenario, right? Okay, that ball's getting laid back there. I'll open up my body just in case he does go in behind me, but I'm also able to go in front. If it doesn't, he's nowhere. He's just fucking looking for the seagulls.
We've all been there as well. When you're playing with a team, it's like just get no confidence at all. You're doing everything to break a team down, and then a team doesn't need to do anything to score against you.
That's what I was going to ask you, though. Because see, Rangers last year, obviously, similar group of players, you were there. Like, you can never imagine this group of players were getting beat for Hamilton last year and the last. Mm-hmm. So what changed?
I remember the game where we get beat at 1-0 at home to Hamilton at Ibrox, and it was like a typical game where, see, if you take off both teams' jerseys, you're watching it and like, oh my god, that team's battering them, and but you're camped at the edge of the box for 89 minutes, pounding the door, things are breaking down, final ball, final touch, and then one mistake goal, and it's just where Celtic are at now. But I mean, I've said Celtic have got brilliant players. Obviously, they did. That's the reason they won nine league titles in a row. But they just look as if they've got no confidence whatsoever, because they're not even doing the basics right. See, I thought when Rodgers was the manager, right, they controlled games, created chances at will. But I actually thought when Lenny came in, they were more direct. So it was actually harder to play against teams because they were just constantly knocking the door down. They were recycling the ball and just going again and creating chances at will.
Confidence, now I get that, right, and I can forgive mistakes on the ball when you're low in confidence, but see, if you're low in confidence, it doesn't stop you from running.
Aye,
you can still do
it stops you from
thinking clearly.
A lack of concentration and stops you from doing the basics properly, which I think that's Celtic's biggest problem.
If you've got anything about you as a player and you know you're not performing well on the part, what is the first thing you say to yourself? The least I can do the day is try and work
your balls off.
Once you get that one ball where you get it under control, you lay it off, or you make a good pass, you start to feel a bit better about yourself. Whereas I just think in that Celtic team, sometimes when I watch them, that looks like a blame game. It's as if, like, the forwards are trying to do their bit and then the defence do a fuck-up. It's like, oh, that's them at it again. And it's
I didn't even see them getting angry with each other.
That's what I mean. They're not getting angry. Then the defence do something well and the strikers aren't, they score. And it's as if, like, right, OK, come on, you do your bit, you're the bit. And it's just like a combination of the blame game. Like, Griffiths, like, did he get hooked off at half-time on Saturday?
Right.
So, obviously, something has happened there because you're getting beat. you need strikers on the park. It's not as if he'd replace Griffiths with another striker.
I've said a few times as well that, like, I thought, you always think, right, it's going to turn for Celtic, but I thought last game when they started Griffiths and Edward up top, I was like, they're going to go on a run now. Both of them end up scoring. You go into this game, you think if you get the two firing, they're a match for any.
But Andy, do you know why they were firing as well? Who have we talked about as being Celtic's best player last 3 weeks?
Tumbo.
Why would you move his position? He's been your best player. Why is he getting shoved out to right to accommodate El Yunusi, who doesn't even play there?
See him. See El Yunusi. I don't feel he does enough.
I tell 11-year-olds not today. Doesn't even check his shot.
I don't think he does enough. I don't think he does enough, Si.
That role's perfect for Turnbull. Mm-hmm. Takes the ball in the half turn, looks to slip in Griffiths. And that's why Griffiths and Edward, no service in the first half.
I just think that Celtic's in the process now where if they continue doing what they're doing from now right to the end of the season, they're not going to be able to get themselves the ground running for next season. I think it's going to be a knock-on effect, whereas I feel that now they need to just say, like at the beginning, and this is down to Shane Duffy. For me, he's lost all confidence he had, right? So that's why I don't think he's became a bad player overnight. It's just not worked out for him, and for whatever reasons, his confidence has been zapped to him, so he needs to just disappear. Bring in what you can, try and change things up and try and have a positive end to the season. There's nothing really positive about it because they're going to lose 10 in a row and Rangers are going to be champions and they're not going to hear the end of it. But they need to try and get into a frame of mind to be ready to hit the ground running for next season. Because see, if they don't, whether that's a change of manager, they've obviously changed the chief executive is going to be changed. There's going to be change happening within the club. They need to start implementing these things now, or it could be a case of they could be trying to catch Rangers again.
I can't believe they've not brought a goalkeeper in.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that.
I'd go and sign Craig Gordon again, Slaney.
I don't know if he would go.
Even they come back now.
I heard he was brilliant on Saturday.
Aye. Made an unbelievable save in the first half.
Jim Jeffries has put a curly wig on. Wim Jeffries.
Come to I like that, Simon. I really like that.
Jim the Wim.
Slaney, I need to ask you, because you're ready to attack. Lenny says he's been let down by some players. Would you agree?
Absolutely, but I believe he should have been relieved of his duties long ago, Neil Lennon. Me and him are very close, so I'll see it.
For the good of him as well, too, you mean?
For the good of him as well, mm-hmm. Simon. I said a point a couple of weeks ago, and a lot of people came down on me hard, Simon. And you know, I like people come down on me hard. I'll never just be serious for that. Right, here
no, it's getting better when you're like,
right, here we go. Right, I say about Neil Lennon. What did I say about him?
A few weeks ago, you said that, I remember.
Should have been relieved of his duties.
Do you know what I mean? And he's still there. Listen to his interview after the game. There's now a divide with him and the players. It is toxic. It should not be there, Simon. And guys like Shane Duffy, a new manager coming in, they wouldn't play him. You could put Barkas, Bain and Hazard in the goal at the same time and there was still goals going.
Very good.
Thanks, Simon. Listen.
Who would you play?
I'd put Stevie Woods in.
What do you think? They would trip over each other.
Tommy Sheridan.
I'd put Tommy Sheridan in goals.
Tommy Sheridan.
To
be fair, mate, he's got the biggest fucking hands I've ever seen. Tommy Sheridan.
I clocked him in one of his videos he's been doing, and I thought he'd be ideal in goals. The guy.
No, when I realised they were massive, when they were doing that. I wanted to ask you again, Andy, because you've been through it, so great that we've got you on. Like, see, when it is the way the fans are, so obviously the Rangers fans are getting like, it's impossible to get results, isn't it?
It's not possible to get results, but you feel as if it's obviously a lot harder than that. I always think. I remember Stevie Robinson said a stat. If you go 1-0 down in the SPL, you've got a 90% chance of not winning.
Really, yeah?
And see the amount of times your Rangers team last year went 1-0 down, and you're just... It's an uphill battle, because I say it all the time. Once you give these teams... And I say these teams, the fact that they're not listening, probably deserve to win, but you give these teams a goal lead, they've just got something to hold on for the rest of the game. Yeah. And then see, even when you get one back, they're holding on for that draw. Shoot me down if you want, right? I'm just flinging it out there. Do you think the SPL's got better? Yes. And I'm not talking about just Rangers, I'm talking about every... I think 100%.
Do you know what? I think there's Celtic better, manager. I think there's better managers as well. 100%.
Celtic, obviously, they've got worse. Like you said, they've got good players and they've not turned bad players over the night, but the results show they've got worse. But I think the SPL have got better. I think teams are actually going
with a plan.
To other teams with a plan and an identity. And and instilling their game plan on every game.
I think I would agree with you in terms of the old Celtic and Rangers, whoever they played would always sit in, whereas now these teams are actually thinking, let's go and play against them. Aye. Managers are, and I think it's more down to the managers of these teams. They're younger, they've got an idea of having played against the teams. Like, wait a minute here, like say Jim Goodwin, Jack Ross, what have you. There's no fear in, like, if you go to Celtic and Rangers and try and win the game and you lose, you were expected to lose anyway. So I don't understand the whole sitting back. I think the SPL, like you say, has got better. There's better quality. Like, teams at this moment in time, like Dundee United, aren't they performing very well? But they could just turn up and play really well against somebody.
But I just look at St Mirren. Even though Ross County are struggling, they've got better under John Hughes. Livy have obviously clearly got better. St Johnstone, I think, are struggling, but they've definitely got better as well. I just think the standard has went up.
I don't know if there's a top for a third and fourth side now, though. Because Aberdeen and Hibs are meant to be, but they're so far off Celtic, who have been really
poor. And I was going to say that as well. Aberdeen must be looking at it and kicking themselves, because if they have a season like they had, not so much last year, but a couple of years previous, and because Derek McInnes's Aberdeen have always been brilliant at beating the other teams outside Rangers and Celtic, they've struggled to do that this year. If they do what they've done over the last few years,
you'd actually fancy them
above Celtic, above Celtic, but they're struggling as well, to be fair.
I know.
See, on the Duffy thing as well, like signing for your boyhood club, it sounds great at the time, but see, when I signed for Dundee, it's brilliant. When things are going well, see, when it's not,
it's the worst.
Again, it's horrible, mate.
He's possibly put too much pressure on himself, Shane Duffy, coming up here. I don't think he's come up here thinking it's going to be easy, because it's not going to be easy. I think there's probably a combination of a lot of things. There was obviously talk at the beginning, I think his dad had sadly passed away, so that's first and foremost, you know, a great start to the guy's career up at Celtic. And then obviously the pressure of wanting to do well because he's Irish, he's from a Celtic background and wanting to do well. Maybe he's just put, he got off to a great start. He scored, I think, the first two games. And people were talking that this guy's going to get 10, 12 goals a season from corners and free kicks and
mate,
stuff.
He's got like 70 caps or something.
He's got
250 appearances in the Premier League.
I don't want to say the guy's rubbish or he's poor, because I don't think he is. I just think that it's come up here and it's no what. And whatever confidence he's had has been zapped out of him, and it's made him look pretty awful.
Let's talk it. Because the season's been so bad that they're not going, they're not going to get the flag up at the start of the season, so they're going to put your dad's suit jacket up now. But him still in it.
Well, that would sum it up this season, that Clarkie thing went up. But no, on Shane Duffy, I was speaking to Premier League players who said.
What Premier League players were you speaking to, bro?
Just a couple. Robert Snodgrass has been one.
Wazza was one, wasn't it?
Wazzaroo, aye. He was another one. But seeing.
Darius Vassell. Talk to him quite a bit.
With Shane Duffy, he's certainly no. You don't have a credit that he's had if you're that bad. You certainly don't. But at this, at Celtic, it's proved it's been too much for him. Only that, it's no help that you've got nobody behind him. You know what I mean? I'm done. I've had enough.
Do you perform better with somebody behind you? Huh?
Absolutely, Simon. Mm-hmm. Behind me, aye. You look American actor, Eddie.
He is. He's got a bit of Derek Ferguson about him, that wee hat and that one. Take that.
American actors, when they walk out in the streets, they're pretty high for people. Yeah. I like that.
Ben Affleck.
Do you know who's sent this? Casey Affleck. Matt Polster back for America because he still watches Open Goal.
I hate it.
Does he?
Matt.
Does
every week.
You douchebag. I actually hate the relationship you used to have goal.
Why?
You used to fling good in the green and fling American football at each other, saying it was awesome in that.
Frisbees.
Was it Frisbees?
I don't like it. He's just too close. He's a very close.
I've not seen him for a while now. No, I wouldn't say a very.
Did you help him?
Good pals him. I helped him out when he came here.
Does he say grace before every meal?
No, I don't think so. Just enough. But
does he have an American flag up in his house?
In the all day.
No, but he is proper patriotic. I
like that though.
Right, recruitment's been criticised. Is there any hope for these signings if a new manager comes in, Paul Slane?
I don't know.
You just can't see how Barkas is going. He doesn't look like he's got the personality to play for Celtic, no matter who the manager is.
We go back to Erling Nagin a couple of weeks ago. He's saying, I'm going to give him a chance now, a run of games. And then he comes out 2 weeks later and says that.
Played two games, isolated for two, and then was it?
It's bizarre.
It's mental though, isn't it? That if you come out. Because if you give somebody that vote of confidence to say, I'm going with you, you're my number one. And like, I don't think it was great.
He never made a big mistake.
Wasn't any player mistakes, not. And it's like. For me, that shows now that he's done. Like that's I might be wrong, and I'll apologise if I'm wrong, but you can't come out and say, I'm going to use my number one. You play an old firm game against Rangers where you don't, there's not a shot on goal, yeah, except for an own goal.
Yeah.
You play the next game where you don't, you concede, but you don't really have any blame mistakes. You isolate for two games and then you're out for the next game. Mm.
But if you're a player,
maybe he has just got a back and ass and
I think he
keeps farting.
Maybe it's because I called him at Ballydoors and I couldn't deal with it. I've done it with a lot of managers and they thought.
So you blame yourself?
I don't know. A lot of people have said that you've criticised him early doors and where that's a make a break if you can date or no. Do you know what I mean? But if you're a player then now and Celtic come calling, you're not going to want to go to that then now.
No.
There was no way. Listen, Celtic, you'd want to go. So many players in the other world would want love to play for Celtic. Of course they would. But at this time, right now, why would you want to go?
Do you know? Think it's a hard time to get a manager as well because of this?
Absolutely. If I was a manager, Eddie Howe, Benitez, whoever it was, I'd be going nowhere near it until the end of the season. There's no way I'd be a part of this season.
But would you not want to go in and get a wee lift? Because it can only get better if you go and get a wee lift in your...
But again, Kevin, my turn.
Oh my God. Fucking hell, man.
Yes, Paul, he's back.
He's snapping the day.
Back again. Slaney's back. Tell a friend. Right, go.
He
forgot what he was going to say. Perfect. You fucking interrupted him now.
What were you going to say?
Managers.
About players.
Eddie Howe.
No. If you're a new manager and you come in and half the squad are want to leave, do you know what I mean? It's very hard in this window. I suppose you've got the last part of the season. You could bring players in, but certainly no for me. I think you would...
You wait till the summer?
You'd be waiting for the summer. I think for a Celtic point of view, I would... don't want to keep on repeating myself. I would say to Neil Lennon, time's up. You've been excellent for the club of the years, but your time's up. I'd have given John Kennedy months ago if he couldn't get somebody in. Because I think that was the argument, Simon, that, aye, let's get Neil Lennon out because we need to change and it's not working. But who's out there to take the job now? And there wasn't anybody really screeching or calling, I want the job. So I think, I know for a fact that the players love John Kennedy. They hold him in high regards when Rodgers left as well. They feel he was, as much as Neil Lennon came in, they feel he was the one that kept it together. So I think he would have been probably the right choice to keep it until the end of the season. And we might have seen a change. But certainly at the moment, I would be holding off if I was a player or a manager. Because you've seen the boy Ben Davies. Fuck me, go to Liverpool.
Liverpool, I know, mate.
What chance have you got? You know what I mean?
I told you, that boy said he was too good for the championship.
Great
some
call.
Move, isn't
it? Great call. Aye. Sam,
it's not half.
What was I going to say? One last time, I think we need to give credit to Simon. I thought Simon
was
that team thought I didn't get enough credit.
St Mirren have been St Mirren, we said at the beginning, possibly could get top six and they're heading in the right direction. They've got a couple of games in hand behind Livy. If they win the couple of games, they'll be close. Jim Goodwin done a good job, and I think most St Mirren fans will be pleased with that because they're always fighting a relegation battle. They've went there with a game plan and executed it well and got the 3 points, and not many teams go to Parkhead and get 3 points regardless of how well Celtic are playing or not. But yep, fair play. We don't talk enough about St Mirren because they do deserve everything they've had this weekend.
Alright, Peter Lowell announced his retirement last week. What legacy did he leave behind Paul Slane?
Well, Simon, on a personal level, I remember I'd suffered another
breakdown. Well,
no, that came after Simon. I suffered another long-term injury and I was really, really low. And Peter Lowe actually came up to Lennoxtown, had a meeting with me and said, I have just had a meeting with the manager and coaching staff, and he spoke very highly, you'll be part of the plans. Obviously, I came back a bag of shite and that didn't play out to be that. Own Peter Lowe, this sums the man up in one statement. That man signed me after seeing my dad.
He should have been sacked at that time, shouldn't he? Should have left after that.
I think that could have been pivotal for him. He could have got rid of himself, actually. on a football club, success you'll never see again. It's been remarkable. Is it 17 years he's been in charge?
Yeah, he's been holding the role for 17 years. Kev Kanner holds the role for 17 seconds, isn't he?
17 seconds, aye.
But certainly domestically, a lot of people say, obviously, Rangers went down. He can't debate about that. That was what was there when it was there. He won leagues before Rangers went down. Domestically, been incredible. Somebody said, I hang wait to hear this one. Frimpong, Dembele, Tierney, a couple other players brought in for, let's say,
Van Dijk, somebody else. It was Lenny that said it, wasn't it? Huh?
Was it? And they've made 85 million. So, from that point of view, it's been remarkable. The European thing, let's touch on that. I was, since I came on open goal, I've always been disappointed with Celtic in Europe. Even with Brendan Rodgers, they had players there. I felt they could have done better in Europe. But as a club in a whole, the manager, the players, I feel that Celtic should be pushing a bit more in Europe, Simon. Yeah. But yet again, in the last 10 years, again, money's in Europe, the big clubs have been massive. So I don't know, but certainly for domestic, it's been, I don't know if you'll see the success again, Simon.
All right, Kev. Kev, any thoughts?
No, I just think that for all the negative you hear about what he did or didn't do, ultimately his time will be renowned for being successful. Whether that's from a business point of view in terms of money in, money out, because you still got to run a club properly. Yeah. Secondly, trophies. He could only help win what was in front of him, whether Rangers were there or not. He still had to go. Pretty sure Andy would agree with me that if Dave King was there for 17 years and decided to leave with that legacy amount of trophies, I think the Rangers fans would be quite content with how things went.
Would you go with that? Would you have been happy if he'd had that?
Oh, aye, all day. Listen, he's been there 17 years, the amount of trophies that he's overseen. How he's ran Celtic as a business, turning profits over, you mentioned transfer fees that they brought in as well. Having a hard time now, clearly, is the same as Neil Lennon and all the players are, but I think by the end of the season, then down the line, he's going to look back at his period of Celtic and will obviously be immense pride in how successful the period was. And, you know, Dominic Mackay, you've got written down the guy that's going to replace him. If he's half as successful with the trophies that he's got, then he's doing a good job. I mean, you always get a sense if a board are back the manager or no. And you can, nobody can argue that Neil Lennon's not been back this year.
Well, he's signed £5 million goalkeeper and £5 million on a jersey. So come on,
you can't say. That's the issue I've got when you say, like, need to spend more money. You spend more money, £5 million in a jersey. You still don't know what you're really going to get. So it's all right saying spend money. During the Championship, they're spending £100,000 a week on players in the Championship. Mm. So you can't even match that. So you're bringing in guys like a Jetty for £5 million, whatever. Still a gamble, a Barkas as well.
Didn't attack me here, but who's on £100,000 a week in the Championship?
I think it was the boy Stanislas at Bournemouth.
There's still evidence out there that you can go and get these players for lesser transfer fees and bring them on and then sell them on, like your Frimpongs and your Van Dijks. And
yeah, I know the market's inflated, but £5 million for Celtic Rangers in the Premier League is a lot of money to be spending each season. You know what I mean? If you're continually, I don't know what Celtic's total outlay was this year, but it's in the double figures of millions of pounds. That's like, you should be buying enough quality to be doing better than what's happened here. That's why Peter Law might sign a chequebook, but ultimately recruitment's the question where you've got to be asked, like, who's recruited these people? Nah. What's the thing behind this?
Yeah. Recruitment's arguably the biggest task you've got.
Of course it is.
At Rangers and Celtic.
Peter Law's not going to turn around and say to the recruitment, are you sure he's good enough? Right. He's gone by the information that's been given to him.
You look at the recruitment Rangers have made since Ross Wilson's came in, and I don't think they made a bad decision. Good, I honestly don't think they made a bad decision yet. And I think every single player that Sadiq. They brought in, that was not Ross Wilson. Every single player that they brought in, there's not one of them that will not go for a profit. Not one.
But even on the flip side, signing a 33-year-old Balogun, and you think, what are Rangers doing signing that? But
I know. What cover. He was well. That's the thing. Like, Rangers may pay more in wages because the transfer fees now are high, but it's that double-edged sword where you get the balance right. Do we pay less for players and give them a wee bit more and make them feel a bit more appreciated? It's just, it's one of these things, different models. I'm talking, you be quiet. It's just getting the balance right.
In fact, put your mask up by at least. Put your mask up.
It's just, sorry, Slane.
Not a problem.
I feel really bad now.
Not at all.
But it's just getting the balance right, and we don't see that side of things, you know what I mean? So Rangers have done it well. Had a Jetty hit the ground running, had Barkas kept clean sheets, we might be saying differently, but it hasn't happened. So,
Somewhat, Slane, everyone always thinks that Peter's like pure standoff in that. You get a laugh for a minute. Like, see, when I was a young kid, that said, like, he'd always help, ask how you were doing. And Tommy Burns obviously died. Peter was brilliant with us as young kids, knew how close you were to him. And I went down to Swindon a year later, and we played, don't know if I've ever told you, but it was in the League One player final that year.
Are you?
Single-handedly took Swindon to the player final. And then right in my room, me and my roommate are sitting, and my phone rang, never knew the number, but answered it, and Peter just saying, well, I wish you all the best tomorrow, and Tommy Burns would be really proud of you.
Superb.
People didn't see that. Like, I think Bruni said something about his sister and that as well. So
the biggest thing I would say, Simon, is I think you should have made a decision on the manager. this year.
Yeah,
that's the one criticism I would say. But apart from
that, we said after we said on here after Ross County that it was time for a change. Yeah. I think
the signs were.
I know you never know.
The signs were there the early doors in the Champions League qualifiers, the Europa League with Slavia Prague results and stuff. I think the signs were there early on, and I think with COVID and how things panned out with the ball and goalie situation, Celtic never really got a chance to get any momentum built because they kept having to pause games, and that's not an excuse because it is an excuse, but I just think the signs were there early on that things weren't running smooth as everybody thought, and I think they've just held on too long.
Do you know what? I'd love if Peter chucks a job and just starts hanging about with your dad.
Imagine together.
And be forward and they started a podcast, just slaughtering you.
I was too young to remember, but when you look back at the Rangers team that won 9 in a row, they're all regarded as heroes. Mm. I mean, it was the 9 in a row team. Aye. I think 10, 15 years down the line, that's probably what this Celtic team is going to be looked back on.
Do you think this season, though, has been that damaging for the players that it could have a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, see, after Rangers, they got rid of everyone, didn't they?
See, the truth of the matter is, right, in my opinion, Rangers are better by a country mile. That's my God's honest truth. Whether people dislike it or no, I think Rangers are better in every department. And players... The way they play, identity, I just think they're better. So now it took Rangers a long time to bridge the gap to Celtic, and I think it's flipped now, and I think Celtic need to try and bridge the gap with Rangers next year. Whether that's good recruitment next year, you know, players that need to go, players that need to stay.
But do you think with that, Andy, with Celtic obviously winning the league last year, how's it been such a quick turnaround, or do you think it would be
I couldn't give you an answer. Listen, even though I think Rangers are miles better, I could never have told you they'd be 23 points or whatever it is, and I could never tell you Celtic would be getting beat off at St Mirren at home, getting beat off Ross County at home, dropping points to Livy two consecutive games. That's just a question that I just could never answer because I could never see it. Mm-hmm. But I just think that Rangers are a better team. I really do. I think they've got better players. I took a lot of stick on your... Remember the radio? I did size radio station at the start of the year. No, but I did... And people said to me, they combined Rangers and Celtic 11. And I knew it was a stitch up for the start, because it was never going to go down well. And I had 8 Rangers players in. I'd like to change it now and I'd put 11. So whether you take stick back then, I don't think anybody can disagree with me.
Are you saying anything?
Well, here's one.
Let's see how new...
Who's better, Frimpong or Tavernier? Frimpong. 20-year-old. This. Jeremy Frimpong's played numerous appearances for Celtic. Just signed for 13 million to Leverkusen. 20-year-old James Tavernier was in the shower with me, MK Dons. There you go. There's the levels. You understand me?
No, so you're saying he was better than him at 20 or better than him now?
20-year-old.
When they're both 20. That's your argument back to that.
But Tavernier, I believe, honestly, like, I remember Tavernier used to walk in the MK Dons changing room and be fucking, I thought, relax. So he walked in and seen me. Mate, whiz.
Oh, right,
I can't do it.
But nervous.
Aye.
Everybody's like, are you?
And I think he's realised that's how that boy is. Do you know what I mean? Real Glaswegian hard man.
Listen, it's hard to argue what you're saying because obviously results of the season prove it, but like Edouard in that on top form.
100%, yeah. But that's, well, you've got to base it on what you're seeing.
Seeing, yeah.
So it's like if there's a team of the year this year, Rangers are going to have 11 players. Celtic, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that's what my thing was at the start of the year as well, because it was after about maybe 5 or 6 games. Edward, top form, is bigger than Celtic and Rangers. He is.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Edward could play easy top 6 in the Premier League. Generally, if he's on top form.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think there's players at Celtic that are, but based on the form they're now, I don't think you're putting one Celtic player in this team.
This year, definitely. I agree. Right, just quickly, last bit. St Mirren, can they finish top 6? Yes or no?
Yes. Absolutely, the man's an unbelievable young manager.
Great eyes, lovely eyes.
Great eyes. I don't know whether I've done enough. I certainly don't know whether I've done enough for him for me to be talking about them. But I certainly think this man is going to have a good career in management.
And so do I.
Yeah, he's
aye.
So are we all saying yes? Does it man finish in top six?
I think no.
No, I don't think they'll make it.
I think that Livy's on a run that's maybe put them too far, not too far ahead. I did say earlier on they've got games in hand, but you've got to win those games in hand. I just think that you're needing maybe a collapse from somebody above and St Mirren to have unbelievable form and momentum to get in there and stay in there.
But I think Livy will finish fifth, so there'll be one more spot.
St Mirren, St Johnson,
I think St Johnson. I think St Johnson.
What, better equipped than St Mirren, do you think?
I think similar to St Mirren, where they've got a lot better. And I think under Callum Davidson, they play good football, but they've been struggling to score goals this year. But I mean, I say that Hibs game, you watch that semi against Hibs. Hibs could have been 10-0 up in the first half. But I think St Johnson, I think they'll get sixth. I think they've improved this year.
Okay. Alex Dyer's let go by Kelly after losing a 2-0 lead to St Johnston, beating 3-2. Right decision. Go on, Paul.
He's just a likeable guy, isn't he? He doesn't get so chilled if he's winning or shagging or anything, I mean he's just so chilled, the guy, I think, as a player I said early on about Alex Dyer, I think if you're a player you're needing a wee bit more motivation, a wee bit of urgency, certainly I do, and I don't know, I think it's time for him to move on.
Jim Jefferies, favourite for a return.
Is he linked to it?
Linked to it.
No way.
Aye, no, seriously, aye.
Fuck off,
Kev, isn't it? You're linked going back
home. I'm going to get a phone. Lady. I have to go and give a phone, boys.
Do you think the Jet would take that?
Nah, not a chance. Jet would take the job. Would he take the job? I don't think he would take the job.
To the end of the season?
Maybe to the end of the season. I don't think he would take it. I don't think he would get it.
Jim, you've got a chance.
Me? I would love it, mate. Huh?
I could get a chance.
I'd take you.
Why do you not go in?
Are you doing this to me what you did to him?
No.
I'm still only 33, mate. I've got a couple of years left in me.
And guess who's got to Real Madrid?
There you go.
Somebody else is trying to get him.
Nagelsmann.
Celtic?
Nagelsmann.
He's going to Real Madrid.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
What about Gary Holt? Is that car park big enough for a bus? Is it Falkirk, but he's director of football? Would he take a... He was Commandant Legends as well, hasn't he?
He's got a Commandant tattoo in his leg, as you know.
But has he?
Aye.
How do you know that?
Just playing against him.
Rapturing just not.
No, to be fair, it doesn't matter who they appoint, I think, come on.
They're struggling by you.
They're struggling. So I might be the guy to keep them up again, but how another?
Would you take it?
Nah.
Ex-Kilmarnock legend.
I thought you were doing coaching, big man.
I did coaching, but I couldn't keep Kilmarnock up again. I've already done it twice, then. Three times you asked me too much. I don't know who the fit is. I think they've got somebody in mind, because I think by making that decision, I think they've got somebody in mind. Who that person is, I don't know. I think they just need to see the season out, be in the league, and regroup for next year. Candidates, obviously Jim's a candidate because he's passed.
Is he actually a candidate?
You just made it up, I know, but I would genuinely think that somebody like Tommy Wright or that would be in the running for that. Gary Holt, I would think definitely would be in the running. Lockie?
He managed them before,
I don't know, so somebody will get it. And Ali McCoist, did he not apply for the job before Steve Clark got it or Alex Dyer got it?
I hope he stays with us, man.
I know he's
too good on the radio.
But I think he's still got a wee burning desire to manage again. But who knows? Kilmarnock just need to stay up, and that's
they go down Kilmarnock?
I don't think so. I think they've got enough to beat some of the teams round about them. But
I'm thinking second bottom. I think Ackies will finish bottom, but second bottom.
Aye, possibly second bottom. Aye.
I mean, we say that every year though. Ackies will do something. They'll go on an 8-game winning streak out of nowhere like they always do. But
you think Chipper's got that in him,
huh? Aye, Chipper's got that in him, ain't he?
Fucking right he does.
Sorry, Huds.
I can't wait for next season. You'll be Scotty Allen. Two mates against each other.
We've played against each other loads.
Have you?
Aye.
Would you talk to him again?
Probably not, no, but
Edinburgh Derby, the boys will be there.
Oh, for an Edinburgh Derby, right, I suppose.
That'd be unbelievable.
Have you played him and smashed him?
Nah, I don't think so. He's too quick for me.
Good to see him back, innit?
Aye.
Need as many handsome boys in the
top player as well, man.
By the way, do you see who Aberdeen are linked with? Fraser Hornby.
No way.
Scotland
boy, yeah.
Do you see the boy in Sky saying Hornby questions?
Oh, Brian Swanson. Aye.
Get that man
Brian
on.
Brian Swanson, Sky Sport.
Get that man on.
The Hornby
is
man in
France, no? Who? Fraser Hornby.
Is he? I don't know. Just wanted to say Hornby to him.
Hornby, aye.
Right, Rangers, Andy. Luxury, huge gap in the league. gives them an extra focus on Europe as well, doesn't it? And you see them going far.
And I said that, didn't I, a few weeks ago, that they need to be lucky with a draw, in my opinion, but I don't see any. Would they get to quarterfinals last year, last 16 last
16,
year?
16, yeah.
I can see them definitely going one further and going quarters, but look at the teams that are in that competition. And people don't realise how good the Europa League actually is. Final last year, Inter Milan, Seville, Man U been in it, Spurs have been in it. But I would like to see, as much as I want them to be lucky with it, I would like to see them come up against an English team.
Would you take the Europa League for them to lose the Scottish League?
No.
They'll beat Antwerp though, won't they?
Aye, they should. He, even just based it off the fact that Standard Liège, one of the main dogs in Belgium, beating them twice, wasn't really that impressive either, to be honest. Antwerp should be comfortable enough, but just hopefully try and stay away for the big boys the round after and see how far they can go. But
and they're getting players back fitting. The Jack looks even better than when he went away. Roof's coming back. Arfield will be back soon. So can you see them going far, Paul?
I think so. I do actually. Especially with the league's gone now. I don't think they'll. It's not the type of, it's not the season. They certainly won't go any rest players and stuff for the Europa League, but the way it's gone, it could be wrapped up very soon in the league. So
could they go and beat them? Aye, they could, can't they?
They could.
You would think Celtic were the one team that could beat them, but the way Celtic are now, you can't see Celtic beating Rangers.
How many games? It's so hard to go, like, when
12 games left.
I know Brendan Rodgers' Celtic team done it, but I just didn't think it's something I would see again ever, and if I did, it would be a long, long time. But see, still a long way to go.
But they're so well organised, mate. Who's going to break? Who in the SPL is good enough to
break? But you only need a St Mirren away in the cup. You only need one of the games, like Motherwell at Fir Park, where they had Tiquise. They're like, obviously with 10 minutes to go. Do I think that they could go unbeaten? I do think they could. I just don't think they will. I think there will be one game where they don't play well and our team plays well, and it would be a remarkable achievement if they do. But I don't think they'll be focused on that anyway. I just think they'll want to win every game, get the league done as soon as possible, and then try not worry about it too much. But
I think Rangers could go unbeaten.
I think the only team that could potentially beat them is Celtic. I think if when Celtic turned up at Ibrox, and although they lost, they gave Rangers a game.
Yeah,
I felt that if they can do that again, they'll cause Rangers problems. But saying that, as much as they did give Rangers a game, they still lost. So they're just, like Andy says, they're too well organised now, and I think that...
I said that, but on you go.
Sorry, Simon. I just think that Europa League might take their eye off the ball with a game after a Thursday night or
on
something like that. Or
I think
Sunday,
it'll
you know what I mean?
Sunday
because I think, like Andy says, they'll beat, or maybe you said, not really, first kind of mind who was speaking, but if they beat Antwerp over two games, the next game's going to be tricky. But they'll be at a point by that time where the league will be wrapped up and they can afford to rest players. And it's a case of how many changes will you make from the Thursday to the Sunday that might make a difference to the team selection and who turns up. But we've said it before, whoever gets dropped out and comes in for Rangers, they're doing exactly the same job. So it's going to be interesting if they go the full season of the league undefeated. What an achievement. To stop 10, to win 55 and to be undefeated doing it. Woof.
I'd be very surprised if Rangers don't have offers for 3-4 players in the summer.
What three, four?
Glenn Kamara. Glenn Kamara, 100%. Mate, he's been sensational this year. Really, I genuinely think he's been sensational.
Where do you think Glenn Kamara, when you watch him, right? And you see him and he reminds you of individuals. Where could you see him going in England? Because that's, I think, where potentially he could go.
I think
he
might go abroad.
Aye. But he could go and do like a role like, what do you call him? Is it Ndidi that plays for Leicester?
Leicester.
That type of role. I think he's got the engine, he's got the awareness, his ability on the ball. I think he's.
His first touch is unbelievable, mate. How he takes it away from somebody. How good is it? Somebody comes in.
I'm still waiting for your apology at what you used to say about Glenn Kamara.
Doesn't score enough and assist
enough.
I just think with the Euros coming this summer as well, because he's had even more rave reviews for his performances with Finland than he has with Rangers. So if he goes to the Euros and plays the way he has for Finland, I just think he's a cert.
Was he
I don't know if you'll agree with this, though. If I'm Rangers, right, I would rather lose Kamara than lose Tavernier or Kent.
100%.
100%. See.
If you had the cash and won it, it'd be Kamara for me.
Definitely.
I think, though, you struggle to replace. somebody that scores 15 goals and 15 assists a season, and he's your captain and he's your leader. But would somebody sign him if he's, I think he's 30 now?
Rangers,
I think he's more than good enough, but
Rangers are now in a position like all good teams are, where when it comes to a transfer window in the season, they don't have to go and buy 3-4 players. You're just picking one or two that just slot in. Mm-hmm. Whereas on Celtic's hand, they're going to have to fucking replace the full squad and start again, because that's what's going to happen. But nah, you're right. Taverner's hard to place, but Glenn Kamara, I think you'll get a lot of money for it. Was he at Arsenal as a kid?
Yeah, he was at Arsenal.
They raved about him at Arsenal, by the way. But
see what you're saying with Celtic in the squad. If Celtic do go and get Tommy Sheridan, he could get a couple of his mates to come in and play.
Frank McGarvey's manager.
Who would he bring in with him?
See, I remember one of my first top goals. I thought that Celtic's biggest recruitment issue this year was going to be holding on to their best players. And to be fair, it never really worked out that way, because they did hold on to their best players. But I think that's Rangers' biggest problem next year. I think they need to try and hold on to as many as their best players.
Especially Champions League, Andy, as well. Aye. You know what I mean? The day, but the last 5 minutes has been far too much negative talk for me, Si.
Rangers, the Rangers.
Well, I'm going to come to you because you're obviously an expert in the English Championship. They've signed Bournemouth, who pay boys 100 grand a week. they've managed to sign their defenders, who must be on at least 8 to Jack Simpson. And,
so I don't know how much Rangers are paying Si for them.
And off a board, encouraging signings. Come on, tell us a bit about them, Paul. What, they're on 60?
Well, Simon, I don't know where Rangers are getting this money if they're paying for Bournemouth defenders. But hey, you're signing yet again. What did I say? Where Rangers won the league? When lockdown finished, they went early and done their business. Yet again, they're eyes on the ball for next season. Do you know what I mean? Celtic have got a massive hang, but Rangers are ready to go. They're bringing two players in. They brought Wright in. The model they're using is exceptional. It really is. And see when they brought Gerrard in, that was it. Do you know what I mean? They were so focused and bringing this. If you're Rangers and Nusai, right? If you're Rangers and Nusai, right, and you're in the Europa League, and they're like, why are you even caring about next season? But that's a measure of it. So they ain't settling now. They want to go. So certainly they two boys, I think it's a great model they're using.
What Rangers. Type of player are they?
See, I like to be he, especially, but Balogun's going a bit older. You know what I mean? But a youth in there, and he'll have a long stay at Rangers, certainly.
My mate's a reserve team manager at Bournemouth. I actually asked him about the two of them.
What did he say?
He's obviously had them, said they were really good.
Have
they? Two good signings.
Because they signed in.
Yeah, he did.
What's happened with our situation at Bournemouth?
I think the contracts.
And they just never. Not good enough. They never got offered a new one?
No, I think they've been offered the contracts, but they want to go to Rangers.
It's a place in the market that Rangers have done well under. Yeah. Gerard. Obviously, Joe Aribo coming for Charlton as well, Glenn Kamara. So. Positive. I agree with you though. I think getting them in this window's intelligent business, because it gives them 6 months to embed it in. And
it's not that, Andy. They're going to get game time before now and then the season.
That's what
because
I was going to say.
They're
probably getting more game time. Yep. The situation the league's in. So
get to know the way they're playing.
Jack Simpson. He's not played many games. That's what I will say. I think he's only played like something like.
What has he taken?
24. But I think he's only played something like 30-40, so I don't know if he's got injury issues, but
he's
played a few Premier League games.
Is that a wee glimmer of hope for you?
No bad. 45 games.
He's played a few Premier League games. How many did you play?
I made one start. Don't even know if I made my start.
Oh, brilliant. Right, transfer window ads.
No,
remember how good he was when he was younger for Andy?
Can we pause this?
No. Can I pause this? It must have been hard.
No, it certainly was. Listen, if you're no word to lie here, right? No word to lie, I remember this. I don't know why. You're dragging me to this, right? I don't want to do this. I was 15-year-old, right? Came off the minibus at Motherwell, right? And we're training at Dale Park. So you had to wear your trainers on the bus and put your boots on off. So I did that to Craig and going to hold him. Yeah, old captain. 15-year-old, I like the hold him.
So when did he do?
He done it, Andy, and tried to put a quaver on him. It's so bad.
Imagine he was like that with your boots trying to twist it to the side.
Something not right, then he's...
You're not curling it right.
No, you're not doing that right. Nah, no, listen, Craigan's a fantastic player.
See, when you were a young player, did you say weird rules? Like, we weren't allowed to wear jeans into training. You got fined £2.
No, we remember the pictures I put you up with the jeans?
Well, I see the jeans. Can you walk, guys, a wee walk? Look at that.
No, seriously, right. Oh, fuck's sake. No, right, serious about Craigan. He's a fantastic player. What a career he had.
Transfer windows. They said, Kev, we'll come to you because Sam Cosgrove, similar type to yourself, has went to Birmingham City. Big loss for Aberdeen, that, innit?
Big loss for Aberdeen, sorry, but I think they've got enough cover to cope with the loss. What Birmingham City is going to get, I don't really know because
Birmingham's last season he was on fire, wasn't he? Last season he got 20, this year's
been different. So I think if he can get the form of last season, then they might have a good acquisition on their hands. But Birmingham's not exactly firing in the Championship. So sometimes when you go there as a striker and the team's struggling a wee bit, it becomes difficult. So just see how it goes. I wish him well. But Aberdeen, big miss because he offered big presence up front. No, Aberdeen's always been good in the market with replacing guys. So whether they've not got any money to replace them, but Curtis Main, I think, can fill the void if you can stay fit.
What are Birmingham paying in the Championship?
Oh, they're big. Oh, certainly are. But no, here, see with Sam Cosgrove, I seen it last night, mate. 1-2 he is. It's a striker. 1-2 goals.
Yeah,
1-2 games.
That's good, isn't it?
That's amazing.
All clubs?
At Aberdeen, I think he's played at 110 or so. He's been about 50.
See, when he first came, he couldn't really score, and then he went through that season. He was brilliant.
Remember growing up, like, that was like the top strikers had that ratio, wasn't it? Aye. 1-2. I mean, they always say that's a good return to the season.
Have you played against him?
Cosgrove? Aye, a few times.
Good.
Aye, big handful. Last year he was on fire. He's been a bit quieter this year, but one of my best mates in football is number 9 at Birmingham, so.
Who?
Big Duke, Lucas Djukovic.
He was a good player. I like Djukovic.
One of the best guys in the world, man. Absolute legendary guy, and he's injured now. And to be honest, they're very, very similar. So probably a like for like while Duke's injured. I think he will do well. I think he'll play.
I thought he was really good when I played against him. I was expecting just a big, nice touch.
He's very good. Was it Everton, wasn't he? When he was younger, he was at Everton.
Was he at Everton?
Was he at Mulligan?
Duke. Aye.
Oh no, I mean Cosgrove.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't ever, no.
So what do you think about Cosgrove's touch?
Remember, Djukovic had that game for Motherwell? Yes.
6-5,
was it? 6-5? Six, six, no, 6-6, six, six,
six,
six, no? 6-6,
he's got some
outrageous goal, hasn't he? Aye, he has. Where did you play with him,
Middlesbrough? Aye. Mate, honestly, he's got the worst tattoo in football, but he's one of the best guys ever. He's got the old barbed wire around the bicep. Just shocking.
No, he doesn't.
Aye, terrible, but he's a top man. See, talk about good strikers or not, we'll get... I can see the next question. I really like Ross Stewart.
Did he score enough goals though? That was me the only thing.
I know, but I don't know. I just like him. He's clever, his movement. He technically he's good.
Yeah.
And he likes to try and get involved in Sunderland, your team. But Sunderland, yeah, talking about Sunderland, your team, Charlie Wyke. Oh my God.
He's still the hat,
isn't he? There's no chance he's staying at Sunderland along the way he's
going. I think he's just one of these strikers that's hit a rich vein of form, but I don't think the fans have ever really taken to Charlie Wyke down there, so I don't know what it is, but good competition for him with big Ross Stewart. I think he could potentially, League One, he should be doing well down there, Ross Stewart.
I like him.
Can I just say, any young kid watching, Sticky, he was at Albion Rovers, mate. I played against him at Albion Rovers.
Ross Stewart?
Albion Rovers.
Was he?
I'd be honest, I've never ever thought, well, he could go and... He's just got himself.
Good on him, though.
Exactly, mate. But
is he tall? Is he really tall? Because he looks tall.
Let me tell you this.
He's clever, though. Is he, aye?
I think Ross County could be really struggling now.
No, don't say that, man.
I know.
I've tipped him for 7. What a nightmare, aren't I?
I think they will, mate.
Signed Jordan White, who he's like Firmino, I hate scoring goals. Good hold up player.
No, I think they will, mate. I think they'll really struggle with him now because at that end of the table, any end of the table.
Oh, Shaw's done all right, though, eh? He's scored a few.
Yeah.
Can I just say something on these transfer things, Si? Do you ever read when these fucking players move, right? They all move, get a move. And then they write on Twitter, glad to get a move, now the hard work starts. What about the fucking hard work the club you were at before? What's the point of that? Now the hard work begins.
Do you know what I hate? Next chapter.
Next chapter.
Chapter.
Now the hard work begins. No wonder you got a fucking movie, because no didn't want you because you weren't working hard enough.
We should do a book on football cliches, shouldn't we?
Aye.
We go again next week. That's a classic, man.
There was a captain at Celtic who every before every game would say, make sure you win your first 50, win your first tackle. What have you done when your first tackle? What you fucked after?
Just come
off.
Just come off. Just come off. It's done, mate.
So do you think Ross County will go down, Andy?
No, I think.
No way. John Hughes, your mate.
I know. That's
no chance. I'm top six.
He's attacking everyone.
No, that's what's scary, isn't he? What's up?
No.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though. See all that media spotlight? It's getting to a point now where you're attacking others that we're putting a wee bit of spotlight on.
Oh, no. Aye. Do you not like us giving John Hughes attention there?
He's not the same level as me. Can't explain, you've asked me that. But no, we. I actually love listening to John Hughes. I love listening to him talk to me. I think he's brilliant, the way he speaks about the game. And listening to
I've read the football book from front to back and back to front. Why would you read it back to front?
Should ask him that when you don't read it. I really like him, but I just think we, at that end of the deal, when you lose your sort of main striker, because he was talking about it on Saturday that defending starts from the front. Sometimes it even starts when you've got the ball, and I love that for him, because if you don't hold the ball up, you've got to be defending. So hold the ball up and you've got the ball and you don't need to defend. So I like that for John. So I think they might find themselves in a wee bit of trouble.
They did beat Aberdeen 3-0 without Ross Stewart.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They will be absolutely fine, Simon.
Right, Kev, I'm surprised that this guy's playing at this level, because I think a Kilmarnock or something could have took him at the end of the season, try and keep them up. Jason Cummins has went to Dundee.
Si, we've talked about Jason Cummins and other types of his personality before, that their personality sometimes precedes them, and they get a bad name in football for the wrong reasons, when really that's not the true reflection of who that person is. They should be judged on their football ability, and Jason Cummins has proved many times before in the top flight of Scottish football that he's more than capable of banging goals in for anybody. So to get a move to Dundee, it'll help him get things going again. But like you say, Kilmarnock are struggling to score goals. He could have been a good fit in there.
Mm. I even thought maybe even Aberdeen to bring on Phil. No scoring a lot of goals.
But why does he not get that move? That's what I'm asking. Why is it? What is it? Do you think?
I don't think he's the best at linking the play and stuff like that, is he? He'll probably tell you that himself. He's a penalty box striker, isn't he?
I just don't know. I just think that it's a good acquisition for Dundee, because I think with the likes of Charlie Adam being there, Charlie's been really good for Dundee, and I think they need a goal scorer. He just needs to find himself again and start scoring goals and let the football do the talking. I think done it. Shrewsbury had a couple of moments last year. Was it the FA Cup?
Liverpool,
and we started talking about him and stuff. And every time that he's got this move back up, and the first thing you see on the move is some stupid Paninka that he did on YouTube, and said that he did it because he had the same haircut as Pirlo, so that's why he did it. And you're like, that's why people are only remembering him for the right reasons.
Oh, I know, but
I don't agree with it either. I just think you should be based on your football ability, and I think if you can come up here and start scoring goals.
I was saying to my mates, your Dundee fans are all like, oh yes, Cummins, what a signing, what a character. And I was like, see, as soon as he starts saying a couple of bad games, you'll say, oh, he's carrying on too much.
What a shite, mate.
It does matter.
Shit, it's
shit.
Everyone kind of just be born and give you cliche answers.
See, but he's such a confident boy. You know what I mean? He fancies himself in any chance, and you don't get that. You might get a guy that's maybe doesn't have a laugh and shite, no confidence. That boy's got so much confidence, and I don't know him. I spoke to him now and again, but
there's a mutual respect there.
Excuse me, and I'm so glad he's back in the Scottish game. But what I'm going to say is, knowing people that know him, they say he's an absolute brilliant boy. Mm. So, it's a lot of nonsense, right, Simon? And that's the thing in football, they need to get ready. It feels because somebody, or this character, what does that mean when you go to training play? It's a lot of nonsense. See if you're running about like a fucking clown during games and training. Uh-huh. Nobody does that. So it's great, but and I think, as you said, Si, I think this will be his time, I think, to shine now.
And we'd love to get him on. I think he'd be good.
Oh, he's close at home now, we'll get him on.
I'd love to get him on.
Is there enough room for two jokers, though?
You could take a week off.
Oh!
You could.
Wow.
Let's be honest, we could talk football for a week.
Wait a minute, I get my coat.
I've just said the day, Paul, that I'm coming in the other day, right? Oh, and I had to just put my foot
down. Andy, we'll leave it to it. You two can say it. He's like, on you go.
On you go, continue. That was an unnecessary attack, David.
It's starting to feel as if Ford's entered the building.
Mate, I would cuddle you about social distancing.
That's fine.
Jason Cummins, but
Andy, you
not get a bad bone in his body. Honestly, get absolute heart of gold. Great boy. Good trainer as well. And if Jason Cummins does what Jason Cummins can do,
so what, is he unbelievable? Is he good at holding up and
He's not poor. He's an intelligent striker. He's somebody that wants to good play off his shoulder. And good for midfielders because he'll make plenty of runs in behind. And like you mentioned, when you've got people like Charlie Adam and Sean Burns played in the SPL as well. I think he's a brilliant signing for Dundee. He's actually deceivingly quick in finishing. But even Luke, I know he's struggled to get a bit of game time down in Shrewsbury, but whenever he played, he scored.
Yeah.
So I think everywhere he's been, he still scored goals. Even at Rangers, never really started a lot of games, but when he did, he scored. So I think he'll be a brilliant sign for Dundee. And to be honest, I don't mean this in any disrespect. If he does what he can do, he'll end up going again.
Aye. Yeah. Deadline day. It's rubbish now, isn't it?
Hi.
You remember the reporter who got hit with the dildo, man?
Oh, brilliant.
What was that brilliant, isn't
it? It used to be a big king back in the day, that. I mean, you used to sit there and watch Sky Sports News. No, it's...
Shite.
Aye.
Pish. Jim White's overdone it, hasn't he?
Jim White.
I think they need a change.
They do. I'm annoyed.
Maybe you.
I'm real annoyed.
Are you? But what?
Somebody that forgets where they come from. I took his fat ass to the hydro. And he wants to come and fucking talk fucking football.
Oh my god.
Is this you telling him he's not coming to Hydra?
He'll be removed. And we ain't talking football.
Ian Crocker, he'll replace him, Ian Crocker.
Ian Crocker, if he wants anybody, we ain't talking football at the Hydro. We come on here and do what we want to do. Ain't like the rest of the pussies out there, sorry. So be careful.
Do you know who I'd love to see at Hydro is, I guess, Stephen Craigan. I think your bottle would absolutely go.
I would not turn up to
No, I'd love if they'd done like a passing drill, a passing competition at Hydro and Craigan beat him.
Mate, but not, but imagine if they'd done it and they just kept pulling it. That'd be brilliant. Imagine I had to correct them.
Sorry to tell you. Also, last minute news just came in there through the ear. Celtic are going to sign John Joe Kenny for Everton.
Oh, aye.
Decent at Sheffield last year. I think it's a good signing.
Good signing.
Get Ayer back into the centre, won't I? Can't go on with Duffy and beat on it.
I'll just go with Ayer, Boy Welsh, two quick centre halves.
Tommy.
What type of goal is Tommy?
Very vocal for a start.
Yeah, very vocal.
Loves using his horns.
Brother.
A leader or?
Some going higher, that brother higher. Brother higher.
Leader or?
He's a leader, all right.
Is he?
Hi, is
it? Get him on, big Tommy.
By the way, I need to say your heart's good signing. Is it Nonnulli?
Aye, big Nonnulli. You've done well with that, mate.
Uh-huh. Played against him a couple of times. I thought he was alright. Is it Blackpool, wasn't he? Chesterfield as well?
Aye, uh-huh. Blackpool. Aye, he's not really seen
much. What about the striker, Andy, they signed, the boy that came on all night and scored two?
Aye.
Is that him?
It's Nonnulli, mate.
Is that his name? What's his name?
Nonnulli, I'm sure.
Nonnulli.
Is he decent, aye?
Did you see the goal, second goal?
No.
Mate, it's one you'd be proud of.
Header.
Aye, he's left about 16 feet in the air as well.
I mentioned as well, Rafer, very good. You see Kai Kennedy, top.
What a player.
One thing I don't think we've been good at this year is winning when we've not played well. So, Dunfermline, to be honest, at the weekend's probably the first, where first half, we never played well. Second half, we were much better and ended up winning the game. But Rafe, it's hard to say because we've only played a lot of teams once, some twice, but Rafe at Tynecastle, in my opinion, is the best team we've played this year. I was really impressed with how they played, the style of play, the players they've got. John McGlynn's got them playing good football, and they've got good players. So deservedly beat us that day. Kai Kennedy was unbelievable.
Had to bring it up because Derek called him Jai Kennedy.
Jai Kennedy was class.
He always calls Goldson Gold Stud.
Goldson.
Remove the T, Derek. Come on, son.
Oh, I hear him. Lads, that's us. I know you're going to say no.
By the way, I'm going to say, as much as I don't want, this man is back.
He is back. He's back, isn't he?
Paul, I swear to God, right?
Then apologise,
I apologise. I do feel a bit bad.
Not at all, listen.
It's only took me 2 years to hear go at you back.
No, listen.
And that's the last time I'll hear go at you until...
Not at all. I want it every single week. We need this show's...
I must admit, as funny as mine was, Tommy Sherman was a shout of the day.
I think that's going to be the Twitter clip.
It's going to be Tommy Sherman.
I don't think you like me.
What makes you like that?
I don't.
Mate, I love you. Aye. I'd be in for you, mate.
Aye, bro, I appreciate that.
But I still feel as if I need more for you,
tell
though.
The boys what I text you when you patch this.
What?
go check your phone and see what I message her.
Would Gillian take a picture of him, put it on Instagram and tag him in it for followers?
I don't know, mate. I think she'd lose followers. Because I think it's too big. I think if she tagged you in it, he's gonna unfollow her.
And go to him.
And go and get a check
your phone. Switch allegiance.
Get your message I sent you. Tell boys what I said to you.
Was it the one that you text me at 4 in the morning and you wonder why I don't text you back? He's text me at 4 in the morning, mate.
Tell the boys what I said.
Right, I think I remember what one you're talking about now. Get me into training with the lads, bro. I'll make you proud, or even backroom staff.
Hearts.
As if I can just get my job at Hearts at 4 in the morning.
Would you ask?
Nah.
Would you want me to ask?
I actually really want.
The man just came and said we need another winger as well.
Wow. No.
And I think there's definitely a place for a Hornley one.
Wouldn't it be him or somebody else? Him or somebody he knows?
Huh?
Who's a better winger? You or the original winger?
Oh, the original.
Is the original still kicking the ball?
No, I was thinking last night, me and Hart are going to be minted. Mate, think the Wayne we're going to produce. What a fucking player. Man, I'm going to milk me, mate. I'm going to be like, I'm going to have a million Waynes.
You telling the nation it's back? You're taking?
No, I'm a fuck, sorry. Shit, I got the time now. Now you're like, it's been an absolute honour.